Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. Also shouting out to the coast and also to the Yukon. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK and Grady Deaton, excited as always to be here. Well, everybody, as you know, it's Monday, so a little part of our show here at Coffee at KYUK, we like to call KUC Corner. You might already be familiar with the KUC Corner as they've been coming in and letting us know the latest news and events going on at the local branch of the KUC campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks for a good time now. But now it's part of Coffee at KYUK, and we're switching the format up a little bit. So I'm pleased to announce and invite and excited to welcome Ellen McWilliams. It's sitting across from me, and her mic is even on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ellen. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing spectacular.
Good.
I say that too much. Spectacular is my verbal pause. And sometimes I edit the show and I take out the word spectacular because I've said it six times. My word. Well, we got lots of stuff to go on. I know that some of the people out there might know that the Kuskokwim campus offers an excellent nursing program, part of the partnership with UAA, and is working to provide the region with more local homegrown nurses.
That's correct. We do have a nursing program. They have cohorts beginning every 2 years. And the 2019 cohort of nursing students just started taking their classes within the nursing program. And they're actually asking our community for help. So the current nursing cohort, they're looking for people to practice on, and they want these people to participate in their learning by volunteering to be an actor or a patient for students, for themselves to practice their nursing assessment and care with, of course, under instructor supervision.
And hopefully not anything invasive.
Nothing invasive. Yeah, definitely not.
How do I find out more?
So if you're interested in volunteering and becoming a part of these students' learning experiences, please contact Rochelle White at 907-543-4532.
I might have to call Rochelle and just find out about those procedures.
It's not bad. I've volunteered.
No, I've done something similar too. I jest.
Yeah. So speaking of nursing, the next Bethel nursing cohort will start on January 2021. The School of Nursing application and other information can be found on the UAA website by searching School of Nursing at www.uaa.alaska.edu. And the deadline for the application to the University of Alaska Anchorage is on July 1st, 2020.
In the year 2520. That's a long way away, isn't it?
It does sound it does sound like it's a long way a long ways off. But I do want to warn people, nursing school does involve a lot of prerequisites. So even though 2020 seems like it's a long ways away, there are a lot of things that you might want to think about before that deadline approaches. There are prerequisite classes. There's the HESI exam, which has to be taken before July 1st, 2020. So I encourage anybody who's interested in applying to that nursing cohort, if you're interested in finding out what you need to get taken care of before that application deadline, you can start sorting out all of those prerequisites with Jessica Glore. She's an excellent advisor that we have here on the Bethel campus, and she's the pre-nursing advisor for our campus.
And it sounds like you need an advisor to get into the nursing cohort because of the timeline. That sounds like, I mean, I jest earlier, but it sounds like there's a lot you have to do if you want to be a nurse in 3030.
Yes. Well, that is definitely a long way.
No, but there's a lot of stuff you have to do. Yes. So it behooves you to avail yourself of the services by the counselors there at KUC. Jessica Glore is the pre-nursing advisor, and she can be reached at 543-4559 or emailing JL Glore. That's JL GLORE at alaska.edu.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are just joining us, we're tuned in to the KUC Corner, where we've been talking about the UAA nursing program that's available at the KUC campus. I'm sure that when we get back in this little musical break that Ellen's going to share with us the upcoming events and stuff like that. But in the meantime, here's the White Stripes with One More Cup of Coffee for the Road. Ask this question just to softball it to you, but are you a White Stripes fan?
I am now.
All right.
No, yes, I do like their music.
All right. Well, for those of you who are just now joining us or who just came in during that music break, you're tuned into Coffee at KYUK and the KUC Corner, where we've just been talking nursing programs, which, by the way, the key takeaway was if you want to be a nurse, get engaged with counseling early because there's so many things to do in order to take advantage of all the scholarship opportunities and paperwork requirements, and et cetera. You should just get a hold of Jessica Glore over there at the campus if you want to get a pre-nursing advisor. But we have more to talk about. There's lots of stuff always going on. As a matter of fact, I'm confident that each time that we speak, we only touch the surface. We barely scratch the surface and barely hit the tip of the iceberg. Speaking of the tip of the iceberg, tell me what's coming up. What's going on over there?
So I know a lot of people in town really look forward to the Saturday markets. We do have some coming up in March and April. March 9th is the date for the March, month of March, Saturday market. And then April 28th. 20th is the next Saturday market. These are a great place to go meet up with friends, check out local vendors. They're bustling places. I was just there at the last Saturday market, and there's a lot to see and a lot of people to see. You really get to see different crowds than, you know, what your normal bubble is. So it's a great place to meet people and buy delicious food and look at some good crafts. And there's also the coffee cart. Grady, have you gone over to the coffee cart yet?
I did try the coffee at the coffee cart. You know, I got so busy catching up with Laura that I failed to pay. I think I owe the coffee cart a coffee. I no longer work over there, so I'm not afforded the you can't get the perks. And I also failed to be critical. Like, generally, you know, I'm going to be critical if I'm going over to try something. But I was too busy being Chatty Cathy. There's lots of stuff going on. You know, all those adult ed classes are keep on getting full. But the coffee cart's great, of course. And I hope that Renee will be back in town for all that awesome cooking that she does there at the Saturday market. If not, I'm sure that someone else will be there in her stead.
Yeah, and I couldn't talk about the Saturday market without also touching on the KUC Recycling Committee. So that, if you are new to town or you just haven't heard about the Recycling Committee, KUC has a special student committee, student-led committee, that is in charge of recycling. And they take, plastic bottles and also like your tin cans
Don't say tin, yeah.
Aluminum, sorry, different material. Aluminum cans, I know, I got corrected on that last
too.
Week.
I say tin cans too, that's why I was so quick to correct, exactly.
Yes, aluminum cans. So, you know, your average soda drinks come in those aluminum cans. You can recycle those. And then beverage bottles, like plastic bottles, you can keep the caps on. Just make sure that they're empty and separate out the aluminum and the plastic bottles when you bring them in to recycle. So those are collected at the Saturday markets. And please make sure to bring them only to the Saturday markets. We're not prepared or set up to receive your bags of recyclables at the KUC campus.
But the thing is, what they are ready to do on Saturdays is accept them in volume. And that's the thing. You could, if you came by and you dropped off your bag of recyclables any other time, They would end up being a pile of recyclables there. There's not.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a student government deal, right?
Yeah, it is.
But they are sitting there, two or three people sitting there with a truck ready to put it all away, take it to where they're going to store it, and then turn it into funds to help support student government there at KUC.
Exactly. Now, and also, you know, hopefully doing your part to counteract some of, you know,
almost goes without saying. Now, I'm curious, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot, but they're consistently working with partners and trying to expand what they can collect. I know that there's some limitations there, and I understand why they exist. But those of us who are concerned about trying to do the most, I know that there's stuff in the works as soon as those logistics issues are handled.
Yeah, we do work with a company based out of Anchorage, I believe, and we are restricted to recycling just what they're able to take at this point. Recycling is really difficult out here in the bush, and, you know, hopefully one day we'll be able to take other materials such as glass and cardboard, but I don't see that in the near future being something that's going to happen right away.
So the thing that brought me to Bethel was the Best in the West, and the Best in the West workshops are going on now as we're right in the heat of the second round or first and second round. So tell me more.
So there are several Best in the West workshops and they're not just for people who are doing the Best in the West competition. If you're thinking about doing Best in the West in the future, or if you're just interested in learning more about business, you can attend these workshops. The next one is on March 7th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And if you're interested in doing that or learning more about what the topic information is, you know, going to be covered, you can contact Renee Athanas at 907-543-4538.
The Best in the West is an annual competition for small micro business grants, essentially. And if you're an existing business in Bethel and aren't aware of the Best in the West, you probably should just jump over one of these workshops. Even if you can't participate this year, you can start participating for next year.
Yeah, there's a lot of great information in those workshops.
So I'm also excited about next week because we have an exciting event planned through the Bethel Council of the Arts.
Yes, I'm excited for it too. Let's see, is it next week?
Wait, well, so
today is the 18th.
Right, I want to say it is. It's this week. It's Friday.
I think it might be this Friday. Sorry,
I'm working in Friday mode. That's Monday.
Yes.
It's still a week. We're in the studio here for this. Great and glorious veteran. It's not Veterans Day; it's President's Day.
Yes.
But things are in half mast here because we are operating on the federal holiday, and so I'm still thinking it's last week. But yeah, Friday, this coming Friday, is the Bethel Council of the Arts next concert, which will be featuring local favorite Jacques Longpre.
Yes.
And he'll be opening for Alaskan musician Emma Hill. And have you confirm this name? Is it Brian Daist? Because I think it is.
I have not confirmed the name.
I'm sorry.
I pronounce it Dasty, but we could both be wrong. Maybe it's pronounced something completely different.
Oh, no. Well, I'm my bad for not checking beforehand. I've had many opportunities. Tickets for this concert held this week on February 22nd are available now at the YPCC gift shop. I encourage people to attend. I heard that the MC for the event is a dashing gentleman with a very eloquent and a capacity for maintaining at least talking for no reason.
So I'm guessing you're the MC for the event.
Yeah. Anyway, I look forward to it. But you know what? There's lots of cool stuff going on at the library. Tell us more.
Yes. So there's a book talk coming up at the library featuring Don Reardon and special guest musicians Paul Basil and Kevin Morgan.
Oh.
The date that's occurring on is March 15th from 5:30 to 7, and that's over at the Cultural Center.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know.
I'm actually, I didn't catch that when we were preparing. And if you didn't get a chance to hear Paul Basil open up for the last Bethel Council in the Arts event,
mm-hmm.
Paul Basil is a real excellent performer to catch. And this will be an excellent opportunity to catch a musical entree mm-hmm. into a presentation by local author. Do we call Don Reardon a local author or do we call him
Well, he lives in Anchorage now, I believe, but he did grow up out here in Southwest Alaska. And several of his books, I've read.
It's fun. We were having so much fun talking that we lost track of time on our morning edition of coffee. Yeah. So I don't know if it's because of my own loquaciousness or whether we were having such a good time, but we lost track of time and got cut off in the morning edition, and consequently, the afternoon edition will be appended, and we'll append it with this.
Oh,
we were in the middle of talking about Don Reardon's visit.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to his visit here to Bethel. He doesn't live out here. He lives in town on the road system, I believe in Anchorage. But he's a really excellent author. If you haven't read his book, The Raven's Gift, you should check it out. The storyline takes place out here in the bush, and it's kind of a scary story. It's a very futuristic story about disease taking over the region. And
he has a new book coming out,
yes.
and I'm reading here, Never Quit, How I Became a Special Ops Pararescue Jumper. And in addition to the fact that he'll be talking about that book, the real takeaway here is it's the next book that the public library is going to be reading during the month of March. And I know that the library does its best to get as many copies in hand as possible.
Yes.
So if you'd like to read that book during the month of March, get over to the library and let them know so you can get a copy. And then, of course, the date of this visit is March 15th.
Yes.
To visit with the author. So
yeah.
You have more than 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks
to
plus
start
entire
reading.
Time in February to mm-hmm. start reading so you can shake this gentleman's hand and say something intelligent about his book.
Yeah. And I bet he might be, don't quote me on this, but he might be willing to sign your copy. If you are interested in joining the Public Library's monthly book club, they're always willing to have more people join. If you want to become a part of this, please contact Jayla Milford by email at jmilford1 alaska.edu.
Well, there's so many fun programs at the library that I am proud to have been part of, and I want to talk about them. I'm going to tell people what they can get involved in. Every single Thursday, the library hosts Toddler Time. Toddler Time is from 10:30 to 12, and this is an opportunity for kids to free play. Snacks and coffee is provided for the parents. It's a parent cohort, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then every Friday, the library hosts Lego Club at 4 p.m. for elementary-age children. And Saturdays are busy, too. At the library, it's on Saturdays. Kids and parents can join in to Story Time and Craft Hour at Saturdays at 3. Knitters and crocheters meet up in the library from 12 to 3 in our Alaska room. And adult coloring is every Saturday at 4:30. Colored pencils and coloring books are provided. Library is also hosting a free public showing of a Disney movie coming up.
Moana. Yes. It's an excellent movie. I've
when is
I
that,
enjoyed
though?
It.
I didn't see the...
It's on February 3rd at 3 p.m. So join in for that.
Now, I used to be an enthusiastic individual that was working there as a youth services library assistant, and I really enjoyed the job.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy radio, too.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, the position's open for a responsible person to plan youth programs, including story times, toddler times, teen programs, as well as providing general library services such as technical assistance on the computers, answering basic questions about reference materials and the like.
Yes.
You have information on that job opening as well as some other job openings, I believe.
Yes. So if you're interested in applying for that job, or any of the following jobs that I'll be talking about, you can go to careers.alaska.edu and apply for the library assistant position. If you want more information about this job, you can contact Teresa at 543-4517. And then there are two other jobs available at the Kuskokwim campus or, you know, in areas that are part of the campus. There's the Teen Center Bethel Youth 4-H program. Yes.
right. And that's a great job, too. The 4-H program over at the Bethel Youth Center, at the Teen Center, is a great mm-hmm. opportunity for someone to get some experience working with kids or give back if they already have that experience.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us more.
And then the second job that I wanted to mention is the Cultural Center part-time setup, takedown staff person. And that's for helping to set up and take down chairs and tables after events.
And before events, too.
And before events,
there's work
yes.
every week for that. If no one takes that job, I might be going over there and checking it out.
Yes.
This stuff happening at KUC campus. Just because it's not here on the KUC corner doesn't mean it's not going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you should always jump around and find out what's going on at the KUC campus by running in there and talking to the counseling department. They're there to help you find out what part they can play in your future.
Yep.
Well,
Thank you for listening, as always, and please tune in next week. I mean, tune in every day, but especially tune in next Monday for more information on the KUC Corner.
All right. That's it for today, folks. Every Monday morning, hear the latest about scholarship opportunities, new course offerings, and events at the Cultural Center, the recycling program, much, much more. You can contact by phone, KUC, by dialing 543-4500 or toll-free 1-800-478-5822. And don't forget to like their page on Facebook at Kuskokwim Campus UAF.
Thanks for having me, Grady.
You're absolutely welcome. It leaves only one thing left for me to say to you listening, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.